Another day in the books.
Chill, just gonna steal my line like that?
Took your line like it was mine.
Take my opening intro like that?
Yeah, I like that. That's mine now. I appreciate that.
Aw,
Debo.
I'll send you the shit in the mail. A little bill and shit. We'll take care of it. This is the On Deck TV podcast, man. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown on social media.
Me too, same thing. I am Spike Lou. Figure it out.
For sure.
What's cracking, man? What you have up this weekend?
Man, slow motion, man. Two things, man. Downtown, Saturday night, Atlantic Station.
You went to the Pride Parade?
No.
Oh.
Nigga, I went to the Thought Parade. Nigga, it was a thought. Hey, it was a convention down there, dude.
Thought convention.
Yes, dude. Tall, skinny, thick, short skirts, short shorts. So I'm glad my wife cool, man, because I know my hair was on swivel.
Did she smack you?
Nah, she cool. She ain't tripping. She looking like me.
Really?
Yeah, tough. Well, not like me, because I'm looking on some other shit, but she's also looking, though. Just not like me. real quick, man, shout out to Hydra Level 4 Podcast, man. I was a guest on their show. They review movies, and they're going to do the Straight Outta Compton joint.
Chill.
So they needed somebody to come and talk about the soundtrack. And so I went on there. Shout out Portland, Oregon, stand up.
Yes,
West
man.
Coast.
New listeners in the building.
Most definitely, man. So y'all check out Hydra Level 4, man. The link will be in the show notes. The episode should be up this week.
Just to fill them in, you used to have a cul-de-sac edge up in
cul-de-sac, cul-de-sac, man. You got to get the joke right. If you
had a cul-de-sac edge up in high school.
No.
You know, we back.
So, had a fade in high school.
You've never had a fade in your life.
What you get into, man?
I was slow motion Billy Ocean, man, this weekend. It was nothing. I watched Ballers. I caught up on that.
It's some look cool.
It was some in there.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's got potential.
It's okay. I give you that. Watched some NFL on Sunday. Glad football is back.
Can't hell, you need
to get that.
That
cracking fantasy draft coming up this weekend. So I've been trying to catch up on that this week.
Yeah.
And we're going to hop right into this money, man. What you have shaking? Like, what hopped out to you as far as headlines like we do every week?
Hold on, though. Let's let people know, man. It's a network thing, man. Shout out OnDeckTVNetwork.com. If you into sports, check out Full Sport Press. That's every Monday.
Gotcha.
J-Hove, Coach Locke, How Weezy. Shout out to them. Dope episode from last week. And, of course, man, if you want to know what's going on in the world of the women, the Ladies Room podcast, straight out of New York.
Most definitely.
They're on hiatus. They'll be back September 10th, but you can check them out every second and fourth Thursday.
And they will have it live for you.
Most definitely.
Giving you the greatest and latest insights on what the ladies be talking about. Same thing with FSP. Shout out to folks over there. What the hell, the 80s and 90s versus each other?
They had the all-time.
The East versus West.
East versus all-time. West. And the East champion was the Bulls, and the West champion was the Supersonics. So that's about, because you got to think the Supersonics includes the Thunder.
Yeah.
So
that's Sean Kemp and Gary Payton saved them.
Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant.
Gary Payton and Russell Westbrook in your backcourt.
It's a wrap.
Man, that's serious. Jordan probably the only person that could beat them. But look, let's get to this hip-hop money, what the people looking for, though.
Yeah, for sure. What jumped out to you, bro? Can we announce this, Dre? Talk about this, Dre?
Is it worthy of an announcement?
Yeah, man, it's Dre's first album in 16 years.
What does that mean, though?
Nigga, that means it's Dre's first album in 16 years. Did you fuck with it? Have you heard it?
I've listened once or twice.
Your thoughts?
There were some nice songs on there. I'm really cool off Dre rapping at this point. I feel like if Dre gonna put out an album, it should be a compilation.
This is basically what that is, though.
No, I mean, but I don't need no Dre bars at all, though. I only need you getting enough faking it. I don't need you pump faking me. Bro, we know what it is. 2015, you made your mark. It's cool. I don't need one Dr. Dre verse. Just sit back and play Phil Jackson on this, and that's it. So
I fuck with it, though.
He trying to do the Bill Russell player coach thing, the Pete Rose. It was a little bit too much for me. I like four songs on them.
Wow. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not a Dre fan though. Like I'm gonna say that now. Like I definitely do not need to hear Dr. Dre rap. I would love to hear the beats and shit. Like I feel like it's an expiration date on rappers. He's surpassed that point. he ain't some little cool where it's a couple of days past expiration and you can still drink it either.
Yeah, it's 50.
But It's All On Me, number 4, I like that.
That's banging.
Deep Water, number 9, I like that.
That's banging.
One Shot Kill, number 10, I like
that.
You don't like that Snoop?
No, I don't like
that
Snoop.
Man, Snoop went in. He was giving you like what you wanted out of Snoop when you wanted him to be a better rapper when he was shucking it out. He gave you that.
Nah.
I don't know if somebody else wrote it. I don't know what it had to do with it.
Clearly somebody else wrote it.
Reference track is involved with it. I'm not sure, but I like that Snoop. And For the Love of Money remake, that was banging.
That's banging.
John Connor is a beast.
That nigga be ripping it.
He does. Check out some of his work. He is a beast.
Yeah, I like that Talking to My Diary, the last song. That's hard.
Who is it? Just Dre by
Dre
himself?
Dre Solo? That's banging. Yeah,
didn't even listen to it.
Wow.
I don't need Dr. Dre by himself, dude. I'm good. Like, I didn't even, like, I cut it off.
Wow.
I thought it was Dre by itself, and I did it.
That's arguably the best song on it, though.
Impossible.
Real talk.
Who wrote that?
I don't know who wrote it, man. Maybe Quentin Miller? I don't know. So whoever wrote it, they were ripping it for Dre. Good looking Dre ghostwriter.
Probably Kendrick.
Possibly. He's on hella songs. Him and Marsh Ambrosius run the album.
Yeah, Marsh Ambrosius like Pac on this motherfucker. Man. She like Pac out of jail on this motherfucker.
The numbers are in, okay. Or they're not in, but the projected numbers, he's projected to do 260,000 to 275,000. That's without
first
streams.
First week. Without streams.
Yeah, tough. Oh,
that's nice.
So he probably do about 310.
This is Detox though, right? This is
he said
detox.
He was in. No, not really though. I don't think it. I won't even take this as detox. No, because it's so relative to the film though.
Is it?
Yeah.
We ain't seen the film yet.
No, but I mean, he talk about how he made it easy. He talk about just the content isn't all bitches and weed and money like Chronic 2001 and Chronic. So I feel like Detox would have been something along those lines, and this got more like substance. Mm. It's like a for real soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like a score. The production is stupid.
This is the official soundtrack, right?
It is.
Okay, cool.
So, of course, you know we got to talk about on this show. Chill. Only right.
Official soundtrack.
Official soundtracks in hip-hop, man. But there's still some more news to talk about, though.
All right, let's go.
All right, so Yo Boy Gucci Mane.
Yeah. Burr.
There's a new art exhibit in New York. It just happened on Monday.
Okay.
It was called the Burr Print.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised that Gucci's reach goes as far as New York?
Nah, man. Goof Troop Colt is alive and well, even though he in jail without a release date. Today, we don't know when Gucci is going to get out.
Still don't.
But they do have a, I said today. Today, still don't.
Oh, yeah, we have no fucking clue.
But look, this is a Tumblr-based contest, and they made it into a real-life thing.
Yep.
So they went from the Tumblr to people taking those photos and posting them in a real-life art museum in New York. It was called the Burr Print. That's one of Gucci's first mixtapes when he got out the first time with the famous track on there, Fresh Out.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So some of the Tumblr photos that I came across that were dope, At Destruction Tendencies. It's called Gucci in the Trap. It was fire.
Mm.
At Alex Sheriff. These are on Tumblr now.
Okay.
And it's A-L-E-X-S-H-E-R-I-F-F, Alex Sheriff. He had a couple of dope photos of Gucci on there. But they just people having their paintings in their perceptions of Gucci or the songs that are on the album and the motivations behind them. So it was some dope pictures on that.
Man, if you go on Instagram and hashtag the Burr Print with 3 R's,
Burr,
you'll see like photos. It looked like it was going down.
Burr.
I'm shocked. Why? I understand the
why
line.
Why is it still shocking to you? When you
I'm
sit
shocked.
Right here, you went through the exhibit in Atlanta.
We're
I've
in
explained
Atlanta.
It to you and let you know the Gucci effect is real and alive in 2015.
In the South.
Why are you shocked?
I'm shocked.
You have to
in
be
New
retarded
York.
To be
because
shocked.
Look, you got to think.
What?
Niggas used to get booed in New York, dude. Like
what?
The South
nah,
used to get booed
nah,
in New York,
nah, not
dog.
Gucci. Not Gucci. Not
has Gucci. He ever performed in New York?
Yes, and they wouldn't dare boo him. He ran in the square. Nah, I mean, but that was past his point. And like we said before, people are selected. They know, like, you ain't forced to go to a concert just because it's the only rap concert in town. So if you in New York and you going to see Gucci, you want to see Gucci.
Clearly.
Like, you went out of your way to go see Gucci.
Right.
Like, yeah, it ain't
he didn't
no,
open up
yeah,
for...
Yeah, like, he ain't open up for Mobb Deep. And
right.
You didn't get fooled into this by thinking Nas was the... You know what I mean? There wasn't none of that. Like, you went to go see Gucci, man. So he got a cult following. Like, the younger people love him. He the godfather of the trap. So
that's crazy.
That's what it is.
It looked like it was dope. It was totally different from the Cam Kirk. What the fuck is his name?
Yeah, Cam Kirk.
It's different from the joint he had down here. That was more like a museum, like a live haunted house type shit. This right here was more like an exhibit with some music and
artsy.
Dope nonetheless, though.
It was.
Okay, I got asked about Tiger 3-4 times this week.
Why,
dude?
Who asked about Tiger?
His new show, Kingin' with Tiger.
But it was all women that asked you about this, right?
There was one dude. No, but I'm going to tell you why.
Pause. Pause it.
He's on the show showing his extravagant lifestyle.
Tiger?
Yes.
Extravagant
lifestyle. He bought a plane.
Tiger bought a plane?
Yes.
Okay.
He bought a Ferrari for Kylie for her 18th birthday. Are you surprised Tiger's stacking like this?
Stacking like what?
Like buying a fucking plane,
his
dude.
Tiger said this like in the clip that we played a while ago. Like, his people got money.
They're not buying planes, dude.
But he got good credit, man. Tiger Young. He young. He raps. He black. His mom and dad have good credit. Like, it's rare. He got access to shit that we don't know nothing about.
So you telling me that's the shuck behind being able to cop? Because what was asked to me was,
Kylie,
how is Tiger
that and just gave him the press for that, dog? Like, it ain't no, like,
the Ferrari was $350,000.
Yeah, she bought that. They so, can't do that.
I think she might have been a lease on a low.
If it was in her name. Like, that was the press release was just for Tiger.
But
there ain't no way. Like, he not buying her a $350,000 car. Like, he can't even buy himself a Ferrari. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Tiger got a fan base, though. He has a co-following just
cool.
like Gucci.
And that's fine, and that's cool. But let it be known that he don't come from the same, like, Tiger and Gucci are not the same thing. Like, Tiger has let it be known, like, I already had the gold.
My mom had a Range Rover.
Yeah, like, I had the gold spoon in my mouth already. All I had to do was, like, show up.
Yeah.
I just got to show up, dude, and we here. So he showed up. Shucked it out with Birdman. He claimed he ain't got a check from them, but he's still buying Ferraris
right.
and planes.
Right.
He dating Kylie. Like,
he got the merch.
Yeah, like, come on.
He got bro. Merch popping. His tours be packed.
I've never seen anybody in that merch.
I don't know anybody that listens to Tiger except J Ho.
What I'm saying. My point exactly. So, how is he buying Ferraris?
He got
a rich girlfriend. He got rich parents. It's a nice life for Tiger. I wish.
We not mad.
Who don't wish? Like, I ain't mad.
I ain't mad at him at all.
Like, I understand everybody trying to help him out. It's just his girl trying to help him out. That ain't nothing wrong with that. She went and bought her a Ferrari for her 18th birthday and said, you know what, babe? We're going to act like you did this. You're going to pop off of this. That's what happened.
Man,
I ain't mad.
That nigga bought a plane on this TV show.
How long ago was we seeing this? Like, every time we say his name, we have to bring this up.
Of course.
We see this nigga. He had on bubble vest, gloves, a scarf.
No, you got to paint the picture. It was June of 2011.
July of
2011. Down here
in Atlanta,
in the fucking
nigga.
A. And he had on a bubble coat.
90 plus degrees.
Gloves, a skull hat. And who know, and jeans and
look,
fucking
though,
boots.
You're not coming from Iceland or Greenland. You coming from California.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Why would you have that on anyway in July?
I'm never going to forget
that.
But
he had on a skull cap and a bubble vest. It was July. That nigga was sitting on the car chilling like, what's up, bro?
It was hot as fuck.
He was sitting on the car chilling and jeans.
He had on gloves, bro.
With no access points for air at his body.
I don't trust no nigga with gloves on in July. I don't give a fuck if you buying planes, Raris, or whatever.
Unless that nigga my bodyguard and I'm paying him. Jesus Christ.
That mean nigga finna put some work in.
But look, though, like, yeah, like, all she did was she bought it. Look, babe, I'm gonna let you shine. Here you go. I don't know what you talking about with the plane. How that happened?
I don't watch the show.
Uh-huh.
My gal asked me, she was like, why is everybody tripping because he bought a plane? Like, he sells records. And
no way she asked you why is everybody tripping.
Because look, though. Look at his revenue stream. He's on TV. He has merch. He's selling records. So it's like, you combine all that and you might can cop a plane.
Creflo Dollar, he had a GoFundMe for a plane. It was $480 million. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of plane this was. I don't know if it's a paper plane.
He bought it. He bought a drone.
Yeah, he bought a drone. He can cop a drone.
With the camera on, that was about $1,200.
Tiger can definitely cop the drone.
The big drone. Can you get the big drone that the midgets fly? Come on, man.
All right, man. Can we talk about, okay, let's take it back to New York real quick.
Okay.
Brooklyn rapper Sean Price. Are you familiar with him?
Not really, but I heard he passed this weekend, so rest in peace to him.
Most definitely, man. Boot Camp Click.
Yeah, he had a lot of condolences being shared on Instagram and Twitter, so we wanted to mention that for the people that were fans of his.
Yeah, man.
Show some respect to that dude.
Helter Skelter.
Yep.
Died in his sleep at 43.
Yeah, it's crazy.
God damn.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
All right, man, that was a somber note for the day, but much respect. Okay, you know what? I tripped off this.
Okay.
Rich Homie Quan.
Mm-hmm.
He is suing his label, T.I.G.
Yo, boy, to steal your line.
Nah, he started doing that dance. I can't fuck with him.
You did the dance Saturday.
Never.
At Atlantic Station.
Never.
Nigga. Rich Homie Quan jeans.
Those aren't jeans.
Rich Homie Quan tights.
There you go. That's what those are.
What are they, leggings? What do they call them?
So he's on a record label that's a pretty big independent label.
Okay.
T.I.G. Think It's a Game Entertainment, owned by Fly. Mm. Same dude that owns Fly Kicks down here in Atlanta. So
on
Rich
Peter
Homie.
Street?
Huh?
Peter Street?
Yeah.
Fly Kicks? Okay.
So Rich Homie is suing these motherfuckers. He's suing dude for $2
million.
Mm. He's saying that dude spent $159,000 of Rich Homie's money on a crib, and that he kept $550,000 off of the Def Jam distribution deal for some type of way. How are people? Okay, now that's what I want to know.
Okay.
Are artists really getting raped out here, or are they just not understanding what piece of the pie is theirs and what piece of the pie the motherfucker that got them the deal in the first place? Like, which one is it? There's a disconnect, dude. I refuse to believe everybody's getting raped. Maybe they just think they are owed more than they really are.
I think, in my opinion, I think the disconnect comes when the snowballs start rolling downhill. Like, it's not a problem with what you're making until you get around other people.
Yep.
And they tell you how hot you are, what you should be getting.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, like what Dame Dash was saying, like another man speaking on your business and feeding this shit in your head for whatever reasons they got going on.
Yep.
And I think that's what happens. Because, like, we're talking about Quan, he's suing them for how much?
$2 million.
Like, for what you just said, is that's barely a million.
It's not,
you know what
even.
I'm saying?
About right?
It's barely like $700,000.
Yep.
What happened, in my opinion, like I say, is he get around people that start, oh man, you popping, you got this song, you ought to be making this and this.
Yep.
And that. And they probably don't got no idea on what they talking about. If he did use $159,000 to buy a house, I'm probably sure it was his money.
Right.
Like, ain't no, like, if you do business, this dude got businesses, like, he not doing that.
Right.
Like, you just got privy to all of this world and this stuff. So, like, I think what you said, as far as, I don't think it's a lot of rappers that's getting raped. They just not understanding what they entitled to as far as the paperwork that they signed.
Exactly.
Or the deals that they, like, whatever they situation that they in, you don't understand it. And that come from stuff being thrown at them quickly. Like,
how
I'm
do
sure.
You know,
right.
That, how do you know that 550 went to him that was supposed to go to you?
He probably got a lawyer line. Like that's what I'm saying. He's gotten to a point now where he probably can hire better help. So
okay.
The better help is telling him, oh, you missed out on this money, let's go get it, in order to put money in their pocket for him attacking the cause.
Right.
Like, he got to pay them lawyers to go get this money. And they the ones probably brought it to his attention. Like, it's stupid. Like,
yeah.
Let that shit go, man. Like, I think a lot of rappers get caught up on the fact, oh, I'm getting raped, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. That's a part of the game. Like,
man.
if you don't pick up on it before you sign your paperwork, then you gotta take it for what it is. Otherwise, you're wasting your money. Use that to move forward.
I'm in chapter 18 in this Pimp C book, and they have been raped on the contract tip 7 times already.
See, and that's probably even before Riding Dirty came out.
Dog, they have claimed to be raped on every deal in this book, and that was mid 90s.
And it become like, and what it is like, to me, the game. The people that you get for to be rappers, like, they coming from nothing
probably, unless you Tiger.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Or Drake.
Right.
Like, you come from a place where this is the biggest opportunity that you probably gonna get. So if somebody telling you all you gotta do is sign here and I give you this, and they paint it a certain way with their words, but they don't say the same thing on their paper.
Right.
It's a whole different
That's
problem.
One thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think a lot got to do with people just not educating themselves.
Man, nigga, lawyer up, man. Early in the game.
Like, you getting a lawyer ASAP.
You got to, man.
Tough.
Shit, if I know Def Jam, well, at least call
somebody that you can trust.
Man, somebody that know what they doing. Not even somebody you can trust. Somebody that knows what they're doing, dog. Because, like, motherfuckers be signing shit. I heard Young Thug shit so crazy. Like, he signed his life away 3 times, dude.
But
like,
think about why, though. He probably coming from a place where shit, like they say, he was where he say he was. I'm coming from a place where every day I got to worry about getting locked up.
Right.
Every day I got to worry about going to jail. Yeah. Every day I got to worry about something happening where I ain't going to make it to where I want to be if I feel like I got a chance with this rap shit. So I can sign right here and end this shit tomorrow. I don't care. I worry about the money. I worry about everything else on the back end. But I know for a fact if I sign right here and I act straight, or if I do what I'm supposed to do,
instant
this shit, yeah, this shit right here over.
Yeah, you right.
So that's the position that most that of them face with. Right, like most of them face with that position. Like most of the young Chicago's dudes, I'm sure their contracts are awful just probably because they face with that scenario.
Yep.
That shit, I can keep doing what I'm doing and make his music be popping on the internet, or I can sign these contracts and get raped that way. But shit, I ain't got to worry about going to jail. I ain't got to worry about shooting a nigga shooting me.
Yep. Man.
It's a double-edged sword.
All right, man. Before we hit this song break, man, Talib Kweli, it was the 1 year anniversary, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, of Mike Brown shooting in Ferguson. And Talib Kweli threw a benefit concert in Ferguson for the Free 99. Are you surprised that nobody else is doing that type of shit? Because as far as I know, he was the only one throwing it, even though there were other rappers there. I believe Common.
There was his event. Common, Bun B.
Dead Prez, Bun B.
Immortal Technique.
Yeah.
All of those.
Rhapsody was there too.
See, I am surprised that he the only one doing it and that those were the only rappers there. I am.
You would think.
And that it was like you had to make donations.
Yeah. You would think it'd been a goddamn star studded event, though.
Right.
Is it because, like, it's Talib Kweli, though?
The fact that he was heading it.
Yeah.
I think that he has more popular friends. I'm sure that he could have got, that he could have reached out to make it a bigger name.
Outside of the people we just named?
Yeah, he got to have more popular friends than that. He's from New York. Like, I don't know Fab. Like, ain't he from Brooklyn?
I don't know, but yeah, you're right. He got to have Fab on the
jack. Like, he don't know Fab? Like, he don't know nobody in Brooklyn? Nobody more popular than Bun B?
Maybe,
like,
they want
no shade at all to Bun B, because, like, to me, he was the most famous person there, even over Talib Kweli.
He not more famous than Common, though.
Yeah, Bun B is.
Nah, man. Bun B not is in real legend. Life. My mama know who Common is, bro. She don't know who Bun B
she
is.
She has no idea who Common is. She know, what's his acting name?
Common.
He acts under the name Common? Oh, he's some slow.
Because his real name, Leslie.
No wonder he asked him.
So you better keep that Common shit. Yeah. My name will be Common Sense.
Your mom know who's Leslie is.
No,
she know who that is. She has no idea who Common Sense is. She know Leslie, though.
My mama
Leslie
knows
who the dude that act with Queen Latifah. I know him. Oh, he raps? No way. Get out of here.
You got to think Common be at the White House and shit, bro. So, like,
yeah,
hey.
Leslie's there. Common's not at the White House. Leslie's there.
Same person.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
You don't Leslie know Bernard Freeman.
An,
I
Leslie
know that.
Didn't put out an album this year. Common did.
She don't know Bun B. I know that.
This is true.
So,
but I just feel like it should have been a bigger event. I feel like it shouldn't have been canned goods and donations. As far as the door charge, I feel like they should have been able to get a big ticket for this, and it should have been fucking televised, actually. It really.
They need to stream it.
I just wish it had a bigger push. I seen a bigger push for a lot less.
I seen Lil B on CNN.
Oh, my God. Like, what? Okay. I wasn't going to bring it up, but you did it.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it Lil B? Why do we go get Lil B and ask him who he's voting for president?
Yeah.
Why do I care? And then he put a dread, like, man, get the fuck out of here, dude. CNN knows exactly what they doing, dude.
Yeah.
That shit's stupid.
He's endorsing another presidential candidate.
Bernie Sanders, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. Like, who asked Little B who he's voting? They probably can't even vote.
That's how big the push is, man.
Man, dude, get the fuck out of
here. His wave is large on the internet,
it's
bro.
It's not, though. That's my thing.
His voice carries
waves. I'm not
brave.
If I got a network, dog, if I'm the producer of a show, if I'm the analyst, dude, like, why am I interviewing this dude, Little B? He's not even impactful in his own world. Like, why would he come speak on CNN? Like, nobody even listens to him when he does what he does. And nigga ain't going platinum, dude. He's not Jay-Z. Like, Little B has no right to be on CNN speaking for anybody, dude.
Young Bae's God in the hood, I got them.
And then you put a dress on. Like,
I don't know what he had on. All of that. I don't know what he had
on. Top of all of this, you like clearly are shucking the system out and you own here. But I'm going to go all the way. I'm just going to jump. I'm going to jump off the fucking Empire Bridge, dude, at the Empire State Building, whatever it's called. I'm just going to do that.
Man, young bass, God, awful. I do my thing, bitch. What's up?
This is who you endorse.
Yeah, I mean, he ripped that Wayne. But I don't know why he's on scene. I'm going to be all the way 100.
Why?
I'm being funny, but.
In the dress, though.
Was that a dress or just a weird ass top?
Look at it, though. Why are you on CNN like that, bro?
Why is that in your closet?
Why are you on CNN?
I don't know.
Why do you call him?
But you got to think, he talks at schools and shit, big dog schools and shit.
And that's bullshit too. What is he saying?
Have you ever listened?
You ever listened to one of his seminars?
I dropped a little bit. I listened to it about 10, 15 minutes.
What was he talking about?
Just important.
You like
education.
Him and you can only listen to 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. That's it. That was a max.
My point.
I can't fuck with him no more. That's because now he like a clown.
See, like, and that's what I'm saying. 15 minutes. That's all you could give it, and you like the dude.
Yeah, I can't.
David Banner interview, 36 minutes was too short. Like, you listen to the whole Farrakhan interview on Breakfast Club.
Tough.
2 hours.
Tough, easy.
15 minutes is all you can get a little B, but this nigga speaking at schools and he's on CNN. I'm just saying.
Sound like you hating.
Sounds like it's a problem. This nigga's on CNN, dude. Why?
Let the bass guy live before he put a curse on you, dog.
Nigga curse me. I'm coming to Cali.
Hey, you remember the video with dude sprung on him, man? He blew up ever since then, though.
That's who I'm looking for. That nigga right
dude
there.
Dude fired on him in the middle of an interview, man. Y'all YouTube that if y'all ain't never seen that.
That's when the curse began, I guess. That's when he got voodoo powers, when the nigga jaw got broke.
And they got Geno Smith.
They rewired that nigga shit with some Superman steel.
Hey, man, quick music break, man. Taking it back to the NY, man. Mace just dropped a freestyle out of nowhere.
You the biggest Mace fan ever?
Nah, it's not true. He dropped a new freestyle called When New York Was New York. It's ironic because he rapped over the California Love beat. Y'all check it out.
So disrespectful. Pussy just like I thought, nigga, you the faggot. Niggas tripping on the set. This is all a man's best. Pistol pointed at your neck. Wear that autumn up again. Fentano, nigga in the game. I'm an animal. Ouija board rat, nigga, channeling my flows. Take trip to Philly, find a next Amber Rose. Put on the flight tonight, I got 10 of toes. I'm confused, can't choose, land on the rose. Nigga got me Crenshaw talking sign language. If they don't talk that, talk nine language. 4-5-5 language. They say misery like company. You don't need a Reebok deal to get a pump from me. I flash guns, even Puff had to pay me. St. Patrick's Day, nigga, every bar crazy. When New York was New York, yeah. It sound like this. When New York was New York, yeah. It sound like this. When New York was New York, yeah. It sound like this. When New York was New York, yeah. It sound like this, nigga. Freaks know my face, yeah. Fans know my scars, yeah. Groupie know my cars, woo. Fans know my bars, woo. I know Badika with Chico, I'm talking no the bard. Totin' no emotion, I have no regards. Niggas know what happened in Manhattan, I get crossed. Jump off sides, no coin toss. Woo! I need no applause. Woo! You know what it costs. Wide body eyes, woo! You know the exhaust. Woo! When you're this fire, nigga, you go overcharge. Inappropriate to say I'm bossy, nigga, I'm a boss. Chick coming, but I know the angle. The card on the nigga probably black as the Django. I'm no saint, no. The roof get the missing, nigga. I'm Chris Angel. You can't change, no. Freak to a housewife. Is a ticket and cash a tricky nigga, I buy outright. Woo! They say I'm minister or sinister. Just remember to tell them I'm bad, I injure ya. I own nobody. All my friends are dead and don't call collect, cause I ain't talking with the feds. I beg your pardon, there's no need to beg. My ears are stuffed up, all I hear is the bread. Half a mil on the carry on. Push your waves sideways like Farrakhan. I'm who niggas tattle on, build empires like Babylon. Tell them niggas battle on. I'm who the farmer bet his cattle on. Skateboard. I'm wilder than the niggas in the 8th ward. You want with murder guys, you gotta save boys. So many hits, they think a nigga take boys. I'm juiced up, tripping over turf. One chirp, get your whole block murk. Niggas know what murder worth. I lose none, I win some. Win some. The llamas add commas to my income. Income. And they ain't even gotta give me gun. Yeah. I'm trying to get a beat. Yeah. I'm living on the run. In yeah. Interrogation room, I never give them none. Remember where I'm from, anything to get it done. I dress her like a nun. I send her through tears, say brick 51. Then switch it when I'm done. From the shot to the bar, grooving God. Really had a CUMA dollar sign. So disrespectful.
It was ripping that, though.
He was ripping that. I don't understand what Mace doing, though.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't know where this came
training
from.
Exercises online, bro.
I don't know where this came from, but
Would you buy a Mace album today?
Buy it? Fuck no. I'll listen to it though.
You listen to it strong.
Yeah, tough.
Would you let it waste time, like save space on your iTunes and shit?
Yeah, all that. It can hold some gigs on my shit.
Okay.
That was because he was ripping that. New MA Dollar sign on the way, man. Sign me up.
Young Mace.
Count me up for that,
man. I wonder where that came from. You step out the pulpit one day, you just dropped it. Do we still preach, rap?
I think it's preaching days. It's OV.
Okay. I ain't mad at that, though. He was ripping it. I cannot lie.
We talking soundtracks, man.
Soundtracks.
Yeah, it's only right, man. It's probably the biggest soundtrack.
This Compton
in a while. Is this really a... Can we count this as a soundtrack, or is it just a Dre solo?
Official movie soundtrack. You know what?
It's inspired by the film.
Inspired by the film.
Yes.
I got a sleeper...
Quote, unquote.
I got a sleeper best soundtrack ever inspired by a film.
The fuck is that?
Coming up.
Okay.
But first...
Yeah, let's talk about these soundtracks, dude. Like, what... Okay, tell me this. What make a good soundtrack to you, in your humble opinion?
In my humble opinion, it has to capture the film. It has to, like, make you feel the same sort of way you felt when you were watching the movie.
So the movie got to be good off Wham. The
movie got to be good. I can't look at... Choices 2 soundtrack don't matter to me.
Soul playing soundtrack
does not matter.
Nah.
So the movie got to be good one, and then you got to be able to back that up with the soundtrack that's going to fully explain what you seen to the music is, you know?
So, yeah, I think it's got to encapture everything about the movie that made that dope and put it in a song or two or three or four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to have the dope scenes. Like, the music got to be perfect for the tone of the scene. And, like, you got to have memorable scenes, and the music is key to that. So, if you got a memorable-ass song, like, for an example, and we'll get into a couple of these soundtracks and what made these memorable and what didn't.
Okay.
But let me ask you this, though. Before this Compton soundtrack, I can't tell you the last soundtrack to a movie that I even thought about listening to.
Hmm.
Nigga, it's been at least 10 years.
Hmm. 10 years?
Easy.
That's not true.
No, that's true.
It's approaching 10 years.
Maybe Baby Boy, maybe Hustle and Flow.
Let me give you one inspired by that you're forgetting about.
Please do.
American Gangster.
Ooh.
Home Run.
That was nice. That was real nice.
That's probably the best one.
That has shit to do with the movie. Well, okay, you're right. It was inspired.
Yeah,
you're right.
By it, just like a Compton.
You're right.
American Gangster was real good.
It was. That was most definitely a W.
Yes. But it usually doesn't happen because you usually don't have, like we said, the movie lining up with it like that. As we go back over the list, you got, 8 Mile, I got The Hookup, Streets Just Watching, Baller Blocking, Minister Society, Set It Off. What you find when you go back over those is just one or two good songs, right?
From a few of those. Now, you named some heat, though. Hold on, now.
Did I name some heat?
You named some heat. 8 Mile got some heat.
Okay, let's exclude that from what I just named.
That had Wangsta, that had Palms of Sweaty, On My Shirt, Mom's Spaghetti, and all that shit.
No. What's that?
That was 8 Mile, Eminem shit.
Yeah, we don't know what that is.
Crazy as fuck, I just ripped that.
We don't know what that is. What I'm saying is, like, it. You brought it up. Most of them float off one, two songs.
Yeah,
I Got the Hookup. The best song on that was what? I Got the Hookup.
Actually, I Got the Hookup was solid.
I
Got the Hookup was a solid soundtrack.
Was it?
Yeah, it was just a compilation.
Please explain why.
You got to thank Soulja Slim from what I. That was the first time you heard Soulja Slim. From what I was told. Jay Song was.
That was the one, right?
I'm What the Game Made Me, Not What the Fame Made Me. No, that song was hard.
Jay-Z?
What? Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do remember.
It has some good shit. Ice Cube, Ghetto Vent. Like, it has. Damn,
relax,
man.
Relax.
Nah, hold on, man. I'm getting hyped right now. I'm reliving 1998. I Got the Hookup soundtrack was banging.
It was okay.
Shit.
But the best soundtrack, I think, other than American Gangster, if you're going to do the Holy Grail, I'm Bout It. I'm Bout It was banging.
I'm Bout It was straight through.
From the beginning of. What the fuck was the name of the song?
A Meal Ticket.
Trying to get a meal ticket. Like, he had the legends on there.
Yeah.
You had Pimp.
Yep.
Bun.
Yep.
Ball G.
Yep.
E-40 on there?
Nah, not on that song. No.
He was on the soundtrack.
Yes, he was.
God, that soundtrack was crank.
Yeah, it was. That shit was hard. Like, okay, so tell me this.
To that today.
Tell me this, then. Why, before we get into a couple more of these soundtracks, why don't they make that shit? Why don't soundtracks be popping now, though?
They don't make black movies no more. Like, soundtracks got to be gospel. because they got to coincide with Tyler Perry movies. So that'd be gospel soundtracks.
Right.
Like, when the last time you went to the movies to see a gangster ass black movie though?
Nah, that's like 10 years real early, like gangster hood movie, you know niggas
finna get shot in this motherfucker. It's dope selling and all this shit. It's you been finna hear bitches time. And hoes and niggas and all this shit in this movie.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since a movie like it dropped. So you don't got soundtracks like it that coincide with these movies. Even when they go straight to DVD now, like that, nobody watch that shit, man.
Nah, we not. I promise you,
if it's in Redbox,
we not counting.
If it's on Netflix, if it's on demand, Xfinity or ATT UVerse, and I haven't seen any type of advertisements,
no promo.
Marketing for it, no promo, I ain't checking it out.
Nah,
I don't
no
fuck
way
about the soundtrack.
So, but
I'm about it. Did that though?
It's true. They broke
but
them all
because of P.
Obviously.
So who is a rapper that can make a movie and put out a soundtrack that you would buy with no mainstream backing? Give me somebody. I know Drake, of course. If Drake get a movie and a soundtrack, that's going to pop.
Clearly.
With no mainstream backing. Who else is? He only one? I'd buy a J. Cole movie and soundtrack.
But would it really be? I don't want to see a J. Cole movie.
I do. If it's a 1428 Forest Hills Drive, J. Cole going back to high school and somebody playing J. Cole and you putting the music behind. Really?
Sleep emojis, dude.
Are you serious?
I fuck with J. Cole, but I don't need no movie about his life.
Kendrick?
It look just like mine. Sound just like my life. Would you just fucking explain? That's I don't want to see that shit.
That's impossible.
I want to see some shit I don't know.
What about Kendrick? I would watch
Good
J. Cole
because
I don't
film?
Know that. Yeah, I don't know that. I watch the J. Cole joint. What about Big Sean?
Dude.
He
no,
can't do it?
No, stick to music to all of
just
these.
Just Kendrick
dudes.
Cole? I mean, just, what are you saying? Just Kendrick?
Kendrick with the Good Kid, Mad City movie. That shit would be dope.
Drake, of course. He could do it.
Somehow, some way, Drake could do it.
Views from the Six.
I watch a Childish Gambino made, movie with a soundtrack.
Oh, my God. No, you wouldn't.
He acting right and produced, dude. He the only one with movie experience.
You don't watch that show? You don't watch that show.
Now, not the one he's
right.
on, but I
you
watch
don't
the one
watch
he writes.
The show that he's on right now.
Community.
You would not watch a movie with him in it.
I watch it.
And
if
you're
wrote
a
it.
Fan. You're a fan right now. It's right there on demand for you. And you won't watch it. You're not watching a movie with that dude in it.
I'll watch a movie, you know, if he wrote and produced
though.
It.
Slim Thug. That would be funny. I promise you, a movie with Slim Thug and him doing a soundtrack. Because he don't make bad music.
I'm going to tell you what that's like.
What's
that's
that?
Like Cam doing a movie because he's funny and his movies suck.
Really? They do suck.
They suck ass, dude. Cam funny as
I would
fuck.
Watch, I would watch another Cam movie, though. If
no,
Cam
no, you
if
wouldn't.
Cam said, I'm coming out with a movie tomorrow, I'd watch it.
No, you wouldn't.
With the soundtrack. I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd listen to the soundtrack. Only if the movie was good would I listen to the soundtrack.
So then you won't be listening to the soundtrack.
You know who else could do
Have
it?
Have you seen Killer Season?
You know who else could do it?
Who?
T.I.
Nah, man.
Yes.
All these people you're naming will make the same type of fucking movie.
What
That's why
mean?
I name a nigga like Childish Gambino who's gonna give me something
you
different.
You don't watch his stuff now,
the box, dude.
You don't watch his different outside the box now. You're not gonna watch it when he drops the film.
That's not his.
Like
that's
you
not
don't
his
watch
show.
Community.
That's
like,
not his show.
Tell me what Community's about.
It's about some
Thank
motherfuckers
you.
At a community
exactly.
college.
Exactly. No, it's not. It's not at
something
all.
Something like that.
It's something about a high school when he's a star athlete.
I don't watch that shit.
Exactly.
Man.
Because it's Childish Gambino and you don't want to see him act.
That's Donald Glover.
And whatever his
I'll
name
I'll watch
is.
Childish Gambino.
I'll watch a T.I. film and soundtrack.
Nah, I'm sure.
I'll watch a 2 Chainz film and soundtrack.
Now you just
I'd watch
naming people whose music you like.
I mean, 2 Chainz is funny. He's interesting.
No.
I'd watch a Drake and I'd watch a Cam, of course.
Killer Season, my nigga. Two words.
And you know what?
Killer
you
Season.
Know what? On, like, not even it being funny, just some shit that I'd be interested to see.
What's that?
Jeezy.
See, now you just.
That's a home run.
You're just naming all the rappers you like,
no.
dude. I don't want to see a movie.
You wouldn't
want to
see a Jeezy movie.
Why?
PMF. You,
no.
You read the book. Are you fucking serious?
The book was the shit.
A Jeezy movie with the BMF soundtrack.
Okay, look, okay, I'll say
with
this.
The BMF soundtrack.
No, the BMF
yes.
movie with the Jeezy soundtrack, yes.
No, the BMF Jeezy movie and soundtrack.
You ain't gotta
you
put
can't
Jeezy
exclude it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it can be about Jeezy's life and you just include BMF.
I'd rather have BMF and just include Jeezy. Tough.
And just you, Jeezy do the soundtrack.
Yes, that'll be hard.
But then you gotta get Blue Dimension in the movie.
No, you don't. knew. As long as he's not on the soundtrack. Yeah,
look, that's true. No, shout out Blue Da Vinci, man.
Yeah, most definitely shout out, but I don't need to hear you on the soundtrack, though. Mm. Big shout out to,
I can't believe that you wouldn't want to see none of these guys' movie soundtrack combo.
Bro, you just like that.
All you got is Childish Gambino, that's it.
I'm thinking of the movie maker aspect. I need a good movie. You just said if the movie's not good, you don't want to hear the soundtrack. Two Chainz is not going to make no dope-ass movie that I'm aware of.
Why not?
Because that's not what he do.
You don't know that.
He hasn't shown me that.
He might aspire to be a director.
Show me the cinematic 2 Chainz music video. He doesn't have one.
He hasn't directed any of his videos.
Then that's why I don't want to see
movie. The cinematic lyrics. I see him painting cinematic pictures.
That's what we calling that?
I see him painting cinematic pictures with his words.
I'm so fly, I jump out the air wearing Gucci?
Tough.
Yeah, okay.
That's how we do this.
The main reason why there's no banging ass soundtrack is there's no dope like hood movie to accompany it. Right. Like you'll get a Best Man or you'll get a Think Like a Man, and then the single will be John Legend featuring Katy Perry or something.
They're trying to appeal to nowadays. I think even like you just said, they're trying to appeal to a bigger audience. So even if you have a hood movie, you still might get John Mayer on the hook. John Mayer, is that his name?
John Mayer. Yeah. They're trying to cross over. I get it.
So you want more people? You don't want they don't they definitely don't want to do black movies anymore, right? So it ain't no such thing as a hip hop soundtrack.
Maybe
ain't no black movies. The closest thing to a black movie we had was what Think Like a Man.
Yeah, but it wasn't like no street. I mean, you're talking about some street shit.
It ain't that's never going to happen again unless I do it. The BMF movie is coming soon, directed by Spike Lee. But other than that, you ain't getting no more street black movies.
I will say this, though, and I know we was talking about this earlier. These classic, when you think of classic soundtracks, what first come to your mind?
I'm about
Above
it.
Above the Rim.
I'm about it.
I'm about it.
Menace to Society.
Menace.
Boys in the Hood.
Juice.
Set it off.
Like, okay, so with those we just named, are they really straight through, like banging, or do they just got one or two songs that are just like classic, though?
See, that was a thing, too, back then. They were looking for the formula, so they would throw a lot of R&B in there.
They would mix it up, like Set It Off, got a good mix of R&B.
Yeah, they'll throw that good R&B in there to keep it, the soundtrack on the charts and justify making it.
For sure.
And then put that rap in there for the people the hood people who went to go see the movies. So.
But you still got Straight Up Menace. You got MC8, like that's a classic.
Classic.
Nigga, you got the Tupac, what was on, what was on Above the Rim? Regulate?
Regulator.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, that's a classic.
Was it Club Blake?
What was the Keep the Hedge Ringing? Fuck, what was that?
Ring, ding, dong.
Was that Friday?
Friday.
That was Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, that carried. But can you really listen to Friday soundtrack straight through, though? Like, really, though? No, you can't. I doubt it. Seriously.
Nah, you can't.
Friday. What about Murder Was the Case?
That's too many songs.
Yeah,
it was 16 songs.
Short ass movie, man. Long ass soundtrack.
The soundtrack was longer than the movie. You can't do that.
Juice soundtrack. They didn't even have Pac on it.
No Pac songs.
Like, come
Bishop,
on.
No Bishop. No nothing.
No Bishop. I don't want to hear it, dude. Man. Sunset Park soundtrack was alright, though, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So soundtracks are pretty much overrated.
That's what we're saying. At the end of the day, soundtracks are overrated, with the exception of a few.
With the exception of I'm About It,
Get Rich or Die Trying,
and Compton,
banging. I'm putting Compton up there too. That's a banging soundtrack.
It's average, but it's better than a lot of these.
What about Baller Blocking? That's a bad movie with a straight soundtrack, though.
It was a couple good songs, but Cash Money was hot then.
True. Even with Pete was hot with
the Get Rich or Die Trying. That's that soundtrack for that movie, not the album, but the Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack. It's a lot better because 50 was in his groove then.
Yeah, he couldn't do no wrong, man. Yeah, Window Shopper?
He could have came out with that same shit today and it should be some slaw.
Right, because he's irrelevant
people
now.
People not buying into it. You bought into the Window Shopping and stuff like that then, so.
That shit was fire. That soundtrack right there.
It was better than you pointed out to me. It's a lot better than I remember it being. Yeah, it's a lot better than I remember it.
Like, that motherfucker had bangers on it. That's crazy. So I'll say this, man. Just go ahead and wrap it up. Damn, your soundtrack's overrated, man.
It's basically,
like I said, that's the moral of the story today.
Best one is I'm I say I'm about it, American Gangster. Them the best.
But the same way that you saying that Cash Money was hot, that 50 was hot, you could say that P was hot.
But it's still,
and he could have put out anything. And it would have been fire.
No.
It still was good at the end of the day.
It's banging. Yeah, right now today, it's still banging. Like Meal Ticket, Pushing Inside of You.
Yeah. Oh man, I forgot about that's funny as man, fuck.
All of them songs, like that shit banging still today. I guess it comes from the South too.
That we're speaking from perspective of the South.
Yeah, people from New York probably listen to that shit like,
I need to know.
Son,
go to IG at On Deck TV and comment, what are some of y'all favorite soundtracks? Are soundtracks underrated?
Please don't give us Belly 2.
Don't give us Belly any. Belly 1 soundtrack wasn't nothing. Fuck it, I'm saying it. D'Angelo song.
You hate Belly though.
Grand Finale.
You're the only DMX fan I know that hate Belly.
And the song with the Locks and May Man. Three songs on that soundtrack.
Only DMX fan I know that hate Belly.
I fuck with DMX. Belly is so overrated, it's ridiculous.
It's not that bad.
Man, listen, people. Holla at your boy at On Deck TV on Instagram. Let us know what some of your favorite soundtracks is. Are they overrated or not? That's all. That's what we want to know.
Yep, we're looking for your comments, man.
Most definitely. All right, new music, man. Three EPs dropped.
Okay.
Currency,
mm-hmm.
Young Dro,
okay,
and Yo Gotti.
All right.
We need to play a song off one of these.
Hmm.
Which one do we have faith in that I have a banging song?
If I'm going with consistency,
yeah.
Though Yo Gotti is a strong runner up, I would go Currency.
We'll do Currency, man. He dropped the shit. It's called Cathedral.
Okay.
Let's pick one. To Us It's Nothing. We finna run this To Us It's Nothing. Let's see what it's hitting on.
Chill.
Never change. It's a dirty game, but we still playing. Predicting rain, we say fuck the weather, man, cause we still shine. Fuck what y'all saying. Meeting deadline, due date came, I was prepared. I had my shit straight, we really be out there rolling up, getting paid. When you saw me, I was bossing in the fast lane. When you saw me, it was weeds and a finer strain. A couple niggas who done roll with me through everything. Feel me, man? I think my city trying to kill me, man, but I love it. That's why I do so much for it. Ferraris and storage, underground garages and Porsches. Smoked out in my fortress, plotting on some more shit. Restaurant early, I met the sexiest hostess. She like my kind of view, so now she in my mirror posing. My newest muse, baby girl, I do this shit for you. Ears open, eyes glued, so she wet. I perfectly set the mood, way iller than dude. Bitch, you in the midst of the who's who. So many tycoons in one room. Arm candy I brung, dazzling them, unraveling some. Thought they was tight, wrapped or something, macking or something. She attacked that lame game, leaving with nothing. Come back with daddy, play Jenga with your stacks, fool, we hustling. Fuck you thought, a real boss, niggas is lost, yeah.
Alright, Currency, you know, it's the usual.
Yeah, it's typical, that's always Currency, gonna give you that little double all day. Yeah, I ain't mad at it, though.
I ain't mad at that either, man. Like I always say when we play Currency, it sounds like every other Currency song I've ever heard.
That's slick Haiti.
No, that's not a bad thing. It's consistent, like you said.
All right,
real quick. What is this? It's quarter of the week time.
Yep.
J. Cole, he got the Forest Hills Drive tour popping off. He coming to the A this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
My boy Cole, I might try to catch that Saturday, man. See if I can pull some strings and make some maneuvers.
Good luck with that. It's an outside show. I ain't fucking with it. But he was on Sway.
I'm from the Heat, man. I'm a field nigga.
he was on Sway and just talking about random shit, and he said some interesting things. You know, YG is on this tour too.
Okay.
He gave a little backstory how he got him on there, and he gave his opinion on current hip hop and what's wrong with it, man. Let's see what he had to say.
You know what's interesting? I talked to YG earlier. He felt really strongly about the fact that you stood up for him, because we know, you know, he was in that shooting incident.
Yeah.
And he said it was a lot of folks that kind of didn't want to see him on this tour.
People scared of that, man. We doing business with a different type of people out here. They don't know that world at all.
Yeah.
And that scares them. Obviously, you're gonna get people voicing their concern, but I don't believe in that, because I seen the way he moved, and just in my interaction with him, he's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to really break it down to him, let him know, yo, people are expecting you to fail.
Yeah.
So every decision you or your homeboys make gonna either make that true or false.
And I have to commend you, because his crew is some real street dudes.
Oh, word up.
You know, I met them all. He told me he was bringing them on tour to keep them off the streets, keeping them alive.
Yes.
You know, so I commend
that's
you
real.
For that. That's real, right?
Yeah, how could you not support that? You know what I mean? I was just watching this documentary I told you about. It's called, like, Big Fun in the Big City or in the Big Town or whatever. Yeah. It's like these Dutch dudes came over and did a documentary in the 80s on hip-hop, this new thing called hip-hop. And they had all these interviews. Grandmaster Flash, Dougie Fresh, they interview LL, like, in his crib in Queens. And when I look back, I'm like, they was having way more fun with this stuff than what we are.
Yeah.
It was way more about, like, the music, the energy, the culture. This is new. Now I feel like whether they know it or not, people are tired. These albums that's coming out, people bored, bro. It's the truth. And it's like the few bright spots in hip-hop, it's like, it's sad that that's it. Because at one time, everything was a bright spot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right, so two things here.
Yep.
Number one, is it smart for YG to bring his hood niggas on tour with him? Two, it's called right that shit used to be an event back in the day. Now it's just one out of 100 mixtapes that's out right now.
First part, YG.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So that's smart.
Yes. I wouldn't necessarily call it smart, but I understand the intentions behind it. I understand that you're in a position where you can show people something else.
Right.
Show them something they ain't seen before, whether it just be getting out of L.A. You know what I'm saying? Whether
just it's
getting outside of Compton. You can show them that, put some money in their pocket that don't come from hustling.
Give them roles.
Yeah, give them something to do.
For sure.
That's good as long as they respect YG as the leader, as long as they respect YG. Or somebody that YG fuck with closely, that they respect him as the person that's going to be setting precedent. Like, as long as them niggas ain't running rogue, all on the road.
Right.
Running his name, high shoot niggas, you know what I'm saying? Fucking up hotels and shit like that. Then that's perfect. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you put in a position for. And the fact that J. Cole can help him with that and put him on tour and let them niggas come with him, show them different stuff, that's dope to me.
For sure. Man, I think, all right, I get the message behind it. And I can definitely respect and accept that. And all of that is sweet until YG on the news for getting kicked off J. Cole tour.
That's why you got to be
some
the
shit
nigga.
Happened.
You got to be the nigga.
Then niggas like, oh, YG, why you bring your niggas with you? What was
right.
you thinking?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
But that's why you got to be the nigga that niggas like respect. And they listen to your last word. If I say it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
If I say nah, don't go get the strap and shoot that nigga in the head or smack that nigga.
No girl, no hoes.
You know what I'm saying? Like they have to, like, you gotta take niggas with you that's gonna respect your word as the last word and ride with it and not feel some sort of way behind it. Like, I ain't saying you can take every nigga in your hood on the road.
Yeah, no empty
hands. Yeah,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It's a select few niggas that you can have there. That's gonna listen to you and understand the greater cause behind this. And
so you got to handpick the ones you know.
Yeah, you can't have every nigga in your block out there.
Nah. You're gonna end up like
you know ain't gonna act right,
nigga.
You fooling yourself to even take them with you.
And then
that's on YG at that point. Like if it's a nigga that you know out here like it, like wild, retarded, and I ain't finna be able to handle this nigga. That's on you.
Yeah. Hey. Nigga, but what Cole said about, you know, everything used to come out and be an event, and now it's far and few between. You get these events. I don't know if I agree with that. I'm gonna be real, because this year in rap is strong to me.
I was about to say the same thing.
You're heavy.
I actually thought you were gonna agree with him.
Nah.
I disagree. I think it has to do with your talent pool. I compare it to the NBA. Like, you go back and look at the hardwood classes that's coming on NBA Network or NBA TV, whatever the fuck it's called.
Right.
You look at them back in the day, you look at them, look at the old Bulls versus Knicks games or whatever, like, everybody hitting shots.
Yeah.
Like, everybody bringing it to the door. And just like with hip-hop back in the day, not to say everybody was cold, but everybody had
brought
a niche. Yeah, they brought something to the table. And nowadays, it's like, I don't know who said this, but whoever hot, you try to mimic that, and
yep.
that's how you get on the radio, and
yep.
that's the formula for the day. Like, in the day, back in the day, like, you couldn't even sound like another nigga.
Nah, when none of that going
that's
on.
That's why I was so eventful. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas were so different.
But I tend to think, though, like, you got events going on, man. You got Control Verse.
Yeah, you got, like, even recently as Meek Mill and Drake, when you get
right.
people that's that talented, Drake in.
Right.
But you get people talented as Drake indulging in the true essence of hip hop and going back and forth in a battle. People interested in that.
But people hate on that and say, "What? This is what we got in 2015. Where's Hit 'Em Up? Where
that's
is
big, though? Like, yeah. like back to back is big. That's a single.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People try to diminish it just because it ain't 1996, but like it's still the same. Goddamn, like back to back is big.
Yeah.
It's probably bigger than Hit 'Em Up as far as you talking about radio plays and shit like that. Back to back is big. It's not a better song, but it's big.
Right, I agree. Yeah. It's a moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, quit trying to compare.
It's what hip hop is in 2015.
Quit trying to compare. Oh, like you're not gonna compare LeBron to Jordan. Like, dude, like it's a whole nother time. Don't try to compare the shit that go on today to the shit that went on in your glory year. Whenever you came up and around your teenage, like early 20s, those are gonna be your glory days. It doesn't matter what era you came up in.
Yeah,
the next era will never be as good as those years for you right then. Yeah. Ask any 80s baby, dude. Mid 90s to 2000, that's their glory era. Every fucking body in that age group. Ask the 20-year-old niggas, they're gonna tell you this the next Jeezy future. Like, that's their glory days.
Wrong.
Right, that's just how it is, dude. It ain't nothing wrong with it. So I know what Cole mean. He's excited because he's what 30, so that was his glory days, the mid 90s and shit, and that's what was influential to him. But that
happens.
Don't discredit what's going on now, though.
It still happens.
Shit,
like, these dudes ain't like knocking, like they ain't just out here like not doing anything. It still happens. I definitely say that.
It's some new music out right now. Like we had mentioned, Young Dro EP is out. It's called Hellcat, named after the Dodge Hellcat that he rented and didn't take back.
Shit called a motherfucker Pacer.
It's an EP.
Dodge Pacer. Was that L Bunny drove?
Damn, I can't remember what was the name of his shit, but this is what he should have called.
It was
drove.
A Dodge, wasn't it? Wasn't it a Dodge?
It was definitely a Dodge, though.
That's what he
But this drove. Let me talk to Drove real quick. Bruh, you went and got beats all from Zaytoven. I understand that. You know Future just did that a couple of months ago. And now you on here with the auto-tune and you kind of singing, and I can kind of understand what you're saying, but not really. Future has been doing that too.
Droke
like,
rap.
You're too talented, bro.
Yeah, think about this, Droke and rap, though.
Droke and rap.
And I ain't knocking Future at all, but, like, Droke got bars, and he diminishing his whole style, trying to sound like another nigga.
That ain't the move, dude. It's 9 songs, man. That shit's some slaw, bro.
I ain't even checking for that Wildcat, the Hellcat. I ain't.
Yeah, I'm hot about that. Yo Gotti, he got an EP with like 4 or 5 songs. It's called "Return to Cocaine Music."
So is it over for Yo Gotti?
Nah, it ain't over. He's talented too.
What much more do we got to talk about though? We've been listening to the same Yo Gotti album and songs for like the last 5 years.
I won't say that.
We haven't?
I won't say that.
We've been listening to the same Yo Gotti songs and albums for the last 5 years.
We've been listening to the same Yo Gotti mixtapes. Now his Cocaine Music series are like soundtracks.
Whatever he puts out, it's the same thing, though.
No, his albums be hard.
So what his next album gonna be about?
Same shit his last album was about.
Right.
But he makes good music, though. Whenever you can make good music, he may not be the best rapper alive, but he makes good music.
He make okay music.
And that's the reason he's still in the game for 39 years.
I don't know if he's entertaining, though. That's what I'm saying.
You mean as a person?
Nah, just period. Like, it's 2015.
Don't count Yo Gotti out, bro.
Nah, I got to.
Nah, what?
His
last album was fire, dude.
It was fire that I am?
Yes.
That was fire.
Yes, dude. Anybody that see you prisoner of the moment, you haven't heard it in a while. It's been a minute since you ran it back. There's been a million CDs that have come out since then, so I understand your perspective.
I've listened to it on Apple Music within the last 6 weeks.
And it was banging.
It was not.
Man, you crazy as fuck.
I had to shuffle through.
I'm not saying it's a classic.
I didn't say it was a classic either. I'm just saying, what does he have to continuously rap about?
The same thing. He gives the trap perspective from somebody who actually
Who's
was
old?
In it. Or his brother. I don't know. One or two. Him or his brother were in it. He gives a good perspective.
I'm
of
not
that
questioning
shit.
Who's in it like you are. I'm saying.
I'm not questioning. I'm saying that's what he gives you.
What does he have to continuously rap? Like, at some point, it's like, yeah, okay.
You over him, man. That's how I was about Jeezy.
Now, that's impossible.
TM-103? I was over Jeezy. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, but that's dead. Get out of here, man.
But then he bounced back.
Don't you dare try to, like get out. Like, you try to, that's you go overboard. You try to put that in the same perspective, dude. Get out of here, man.
So, of course, that Currency Cathedral EP is out. It's 7-8. So, what are our niggas dropping EPs right now? Free EPs? Is that the move? That's the wave?
Because you don't want to call it a mixtape? Maybe.
Well, maybe no. Hey, you know what?
The mixtape wave is over, so you want to put it now? Nah, actually, you know what?
What's that?
They want them stream counts.
But I don't know if these are because Dro is on that piff.
Yeah, but we talking
this.
About,
this currency about, ain't
wait,
on.
Wait. We talking about Dro though.
I mean, currency ain't on Apple Music.
Currency don't put this shit on there either.
I'm glad this Dro ain't no full mixtape though, because 17 songs in this, I might have killed myself.
9 songs a full mixtape for Dro.
Man, no, 9 songs of this shit is a full mixtape. It's a full mixtape of horse shit.
Shout out Young Dro, man. Come
I
out
fuck with
us,
Dro,
man.
But god damn.
Come hop on the show or something, man.
Man, Dro, you have an open invitation to defend this Hellcat.
Please.
Alright, what you got on deck for this weekend, man?
The movie, man. We're gonna give you full reviews on the
Straight Out of Compton.
Yeah, you're a little bit more excited about it than I am.
I'm amped.
I think it's gonna be about average, a B.
I think it's going to be a classic.
B minus C plus, somewhere in that range. And
I smell a classic.
I don't believe it, but you think Baby Boy is top 5, so
Baby Boy is a classic hood movie.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Same thing for me this weekend. I will be front
y'all
row.
See what I'm saying?
Hey, but you know what though? Somebody, shout out my homie Trump Players.
Mm-hmm.
He said he don't know about going to that NWA this weekend.
You scared?
He think the Confederate flag motherfuckers going to be out.
Nah.
Clipping motherfucker, they thinking they can round up some niggas in the movie theater. We all gonna be in one place.
They don't know this coming out. They don't know.
Oh no, they know.
I don't know nothing about this, man. Think about white supremacists.
Would
man.
You really be surprised?
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about this, man. The world revolves. White supremacy. The world revolves around them. Like they, my our movie. Like unless it's the Million Man March or something, it's a lot of us gonna be there, and they don't give a fuck.
I'll say I'll do something at the Million Man March.
Yeah, I will watch that. Watch out for that though.
Man, yeah, I'm going to take my chances, man. I'm in that NWA, man. Holler at your boy at @animal_brown. Shout out all the new followers, new listeners. We have a hell of a catalog. Please go run those back and check them out.
Yes, man. We definitely appreciate all the support. Support the real hashtag On Deck TV Podcast hashtag. Also support our new upcoming venture in the Ville with the Cashville 10.
Yeah,
we'll be there later on, filming some stuff, having some stuff going on in the city. Holler at us when we're there. We'll tweet it out, our locations and stuff. Maybe you can pull up on us.
Absolutely.
Until then, this is the On Deck TV Podcast, and I am Spike Lou.
I'm Animal Brown, man. Holler at your boy.
Cheer.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.